This week, talking to various behavioural finance boffins. Norma, give us a brief history. How did behavioural finance start, and can it make us better investors?
Behavioural finance really was the brainchild, if you will, of psychologists, not economists at all, who began looking at the way decisions are made. What really probably gave behavioural finance its biggest impetus, though, in recent years, was the crash in 2008. It became obvious that many of the things that economists told us about how markets work, efficient market hypothesis, the rational investors, turn out to be very, very misplaced. And so what psychologists began to do was to offer their insights into how our brains really work when we're making investment decisions. Greg Davies from Barclays Wealth is here to talk about how do our brains really work? Why is it that we think we're being rational when we make an investment decision and we're not aware